On behalf of the LAS 199 series, I'd like to welcome you this afternoon to an evening with Mr. Michael Harper. Mr. Harper was born in 1938 in Brooklyn, New York. He received a BA and an MA from Los Angeles State College. He also received an MA from Iowa. He has taught at Contra Costa College, Reed College, Lewis and Clark College, and at California State College at Hayward. He is presently a fellow at the Center for Advanced Studies here at the university. He is on leave from Brown University. His books of poetry are Dear John, Dear Coltrane, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press, and History is Your Own Heartbeat, published by this university's press this year. Mr. Harper will be reading from both of these works. He will be accompanied by Mr. Ron Devon. Mr. Devon is a musician from the State University of New York at Stony Brook. There will be a question and answer period after the presentation. May I present to you Mr. Harper.
Next to me is a man who is a very close friend, Abdul Kabir Wadud Rondavan. Ron. First poem on the program will be called Brother John. It's written for a friend of mine, John Stewart. It happens that John will be coming to the Center for Advanced Study next year. Brother John mentions three musicians in particular: Bird, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, and John Coltrane. Brother John. Black man. I'm a black man. I'm black. I am a black man. Black. I'm a black man. I'm a black man. I'm a man. Black. I am. Bird. Buttermilk bird. Smack booze and bitches. I am bird. Baddest night dreamer on sax in the ornithology world. I can fly higher, high, higher. I'm a black man. I am. I'm a black man. Miles. Blue haze. Miles high. Another bird. More miles. Miles. Clean. Bug-eyed. Unspeakable. Miles. Sweet mute. Sweat miles. Black miles. I'm a black man. I'm black. Train time. Chase the train. It's a slow dance. It's the train in Alabama. Acknowledgement. A love supreme. It's black train. Black. I'm a black man. I'm black. I am. Black man. Brother John. Brother John plays no instrument. He's a black man. Black. He's a black man. He is Brother John. Brother John. I'm a black man. I am. Black man. I am. I'm a black man. I am. Second poem in the collection is called Alone for Miles Davis. I wrote this more than 10 years ago. Was much longer, it's been cut to three lines. And it goes like this. Alone. A friend told me he'd risen above jazz. I leave him there. Some years ago, one of the finest pianists ever to be born in this country, a man named Bud Powell, died at the age of 42. I wrote a poem for Bud Powell called For Bud. You might remember that Bud Powell is responsible for a kind of synthesis of technique and power. And of course, he came to the light with other giants, Dizzy Gillespie, who's due here any day, and Bird, who's deceased, Charlie Mingus, Max Roach, John Coltrane, Billie Holiday. For Bud. Could it be, Bud, that in slow galvanized fingers, beauty seeped into bop like Bird weed and Diz clowned? Sugar waltzing back into dynamite, sweetest left hook you ever dug, baby. Could it violate violence, Bud, like Lead Belly's chain gang chuckle, the candied yam 12-string clutch of all blues? There's no rain anywhere soft enough for you. American history. Those four black girls blown up in that Alabama church remind me of 500 Middle Passage blacks in a net underwater in Charleston Harbor, so redcoats wouldn't find them. Can't find what you can't see, can you? Assume on the death of our son, Reuben Masai Harper. We assume that in 28 hours lived in a collapsible isolette, you learn to accept pure oxygen as the natural sky. The scant, shallow breaths that filled those hours did not make you fly. but dreams were there, like crooked palm prints on the twin thick windows of the nursery and the glands of your mother. We assumed the sterile hands drank chemicals in and out from lungs opaque with mucus, pumped your stomach, eked the bicarbonate in crooked green-winged veins out in a plastic mask. A woman who'd lost her first son consoled us with an angel gone ahead to pray for our family, gone into that sky seeking oxygen, gone into autopsy, a fine brown powdered sugar, a disposable cremation. We assume you did not know we loved you. Reuben was my second son. After the death of my third son, I wrote a very different kind of poem, basically in three parts. The first part for my wife, second for the deceased boy, the third for the country. In this poem, I mention an American historian and a hero, W.E.B. Du Bois. The last lines of this poem were borrowed from a man who shines shoes in the Y in San Francisco. Death Watch. Twitching in the cactus hospital gown, a loon on hairpin wings, she tells me how her episiotomy is perfectly sewn and doesn't hurt, while she sits in a pile of blood, which once cleaned the placenta my third son should be in. She tells me how early he is and how strong, like his father, long, like a black-stemmed Easter rose in a white hand. Just under 5 pounds, you lie there, a collapsed balloon doll burst in your 15th hour, with the face of your black father, his fingers, his toes, and 8 voodoo adrenaline holes in your pinwheeled hairline chest. You witness your parents sign the autopsy and disposal papers, shrunk into duplicate in black ink on white paper, like the country you were born in, unreal, asleep, silent, almost alive. This is a dedication to our memory of 3 sons, 2 dead, 1 alive. A reminder of a letter to Du Bois from a student at Cornell on behalf of his whole history class. The class is confronted with a question, and no one, not even the professor, is sure of the answer. Will you please tell us whether or not it is true that Negroes are not able to cry? America needs a killing. America needs a killing. Survivors will be human.
Thank you.
title poem in the first collection, Dear John, Dear Coltrane, was written before John Coltrane died. And it's an omen for me in my own writing and in my own life. And he played an album called A Love Supreme. It came to pass that John Coltrane's life expired, at least in its biological form. And I suspect one of the reasons why it expired had something to do with the kind of fragmentation that this society produces, particularly among black people, and that the kind of community he was crying for, that urgency with which his playing was a symbol, was not about to come about at this time. Dear John, dear Coltrane, a love supreme, 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 a love supreme. Sex, fingers, toes, in the marketplace, near your father's church, in Hamlet, North Carolina. Witness to this love, in this calm fallow of these minds. There is no substitute for pain. Genitals gone or going. Seed burned out. You tuck the roots in the earth, turn back and move by river through the swamps, singing, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme. What does it all mean? Loss, so great each black woman expects your failure in mute change, the seed gone. You plod up into the electric city, your song now crystal in the blues. You pick up the horn with some will and blow into the freezing night. A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme. Dawn comes and you cook up the thick sin between impotence and death. Fuel the tenor sax cannibal heart, genitals and sweat that makes you clean. A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme. Why you so black? Cause I am. Why you so funky? Cause I am. Why you so black? Cause I am. Why you so sweet? Cause I am. Why you so black? Cause I am. A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme. So sick you couldn't play Naima. So flat we ached for song you concealed with your own blood. Your diseased liver gave out its purity. The inflated heart pumps out the tenor kiss, tenor love. A love supreme, 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 a love supreme. In 1967, in the summer in Detroit, an occasion took place, roughly referred to as a riot. A mother speaks, the Algiers Motel incident, Detroit. It's too dark to see black in the windows of Woodward or Virginia Park. The undertaker pushed his body back into place with plastic and gum, but it wouldn't hold water. When I looked for marks or lineament or fine stitching, I was led away without seeing this plastic face they'd built that was not my son's. They tied the eye torn out by shotgun into place and his shattered arm cut away with his buttocks that remained. My son's gone by white hands, though he said to his last word, oh, I'm so sorry, officer. I broke your gun. Mm-hmm. Biafra Blues. Another brother gone, 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 another brother gone. Gray hair and puffed bellies. The stomach moves out to its specialty, floating children first without smiles. The Soviet Union lays it out on the consumers, starving in the oil-slick whites of their eyes. The Red Cross bandages the refugee camps in a white blockade. Another brother gone, 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 another brother gone. Egyptian pilots cash the American checks. Lagos, old England, Washington are animal kingdoms in the guts of war. There is no war that's not famine, members of the UN. Biafra is an eastern community in revolt across territorial lines worked out with the European compass. Fathom the sectioning off, Biafra. There is no famine. There is no genocide. Only a community in revolt. Only the refinement of oil slicks. Only a black smell, sunken, aglow. Another brother gone, 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 another brother gone. This is a medley from the longest poem in the second book, History is Your Own Heartbeat. It's entitled Ruth's Blues, and it uses a non-linear, non-chronological mode and establishes a kind of modality, the revelation of its truths being non-comparative, non-analogical. This is section two, The Dark Way Home, Survivors. Married to rural gold mines in southern Minnesota, your money is land, horses, cows, all of metal. The area is German, the religion Gothic, acute, permanent in white heat and telephone wires. You live with a family where each issue is food, where word is appetite you hunger in, hunting your slough for teal, beating your sons with machinery and your oiled might, setting your chickens to peck your children, roping them homegrown to tractors and cuckleburrs, giving them no private thoughts but rebellion. Fish and hunt for surplus acreage to corn crib you up, Lutheran or Catholic in taste and ambition. Love grandchildren, love potatoes, love beans, love venison, love pheasant, love berries, love bass, love rocks, become fossils, love sweet corn, shucked in guts, silently burrowing what grows but can't love, burgeoning lovely like this. Next section is section 4. Love medley, Patrice Kahulin. Patrice after Lumumba, Kahulin after a mythical figure, who in cosmic rage as a result of an accident of personality and the slaughter of his own son, fought the ungovernable sea, and is representative of a kind of cosmic rage, which I'm fast finding out that my son embraces. Love medley, Patrice Kahulin. Stirrups, leggings, a stainless steel slide, a dishpan, sheet, a thread spool, scissors, three face masks, smocks, paper overshoes, a two-way mirror, dials. The head and left arm cruise out almost together, and you drop into gloves, your own ointment pulling your legs, binding your cord. The cheese surface skin, your dark, hairless complexion, the metallic room, orchestrate and blow up your lungs, clogged on protein and vitamins, for the sterile wine of the delivery room and your staff of attendants. It is free exercise when the cord's cut. You weigh in for your cleanup as your mother gets a local for her stitches. Boy, 6 pounds, 13 ounces. As you breathe easily, your mother's mother is tubed and strapped, hemorrhaging slowly from her varices. Your two dead brothers who could not breathe are berries gone to rot at our table. What is birth but death with complexity? Blood, veins, machinery, and love. Our names. Many years ago when I was an undergraduate, I saw a film called The Birth of a Nation. And I was so angry that I don't think I wrote for 2 years. One of the metaphors which I'm trying to develop in this long poem is the metaphor of the hospital and the convalescent ward, if that's possible. The Birth of a Nation, very roughly, is about the need for the protection of white women. At the same time as it made a breakthrough in technological kinds of details having to do with film and the projection of images and so on, I remember a story that my grandfather told me when I was young, right after having seen The Birth of a Nation. He lived in a small community in Catskill, New York. The town, or a group of them, 200 or more, came up to his house, and there were only two black families, and one lived out of town and one lived in town, and he lived in town. And people that he had seen all of his life came up in a rage. And my grandfather was about 5'3 and about 140. And he ran a day line. And he came out on his front porch, and he said, "I'll kill the first man that comes on my porch." And everybody went away. So much for the hysteria of that particular film. This is called Good Samaritan Hospital. Pointed out to me. The story goes, wide purple eyes woven in sugar, We add some vinegar and hot dye, the non-toxic drip of our continent on inhabitants is odorless as lightning. We hug the tributaries to our skin of tobacco, the cotton crop perfectly dry. The drink is cane sugar, which yeasts on the docks, the blue-black molasses shucked and popped in the oven. The best-trained cooks are the best-trained spies who shift the vats where the lab learns more about blood sugar and hemoglobin. Black and white ice cream bins pucker the sexual imagery. The rarest blood rose is skinned by white hands. A garden is a white woman with a penchant for tropical flowers. What is the smell of black semen stuck in white wombs in 1876 when the troops withdraw? We explore the illiterate halls with a photographic eye. The flick we've made is our Bible for which there's no cost. We splice in our parts the birth of a nation, a wide-angle close-up, buck, posse, a good horse. Halfway through is a poem that I wrote for my son. He calls his grandmother Ungi, and this section, section 10, is called "This Is My Son's Song," Ungi, Hi Ungi. A two-year-old boy is a blossom in the intensive care aisle, small as a ball bearing, round, open, and smooth. For a month in his first premature hours, his shaved head made him a Mohawk Indian child, tubes the herbs from his nest, a collapsed lung the bulbous wing of a hawk. Slivered into each sole is an intravenous solution to balance his losses or what they take out for the lab. The blue spot on his spine is a birthmark of needle readings. The hardened thighs immune from 70 shots of various drugs of uneven depth. The chest is thick with congestion, bad air and mucus, good air and pure oxygen, jerky pouch buffalo lungs. It does not surprise me when he waits patiently for his grandmother over her five-hour painless operation. He has waited in his isolette before. The glow in his eyes is for himself. Will and love, an exclamation of your name. Ungi, hi Ungi. You are saved. My favorite rendition of Polka Dots and Moonbeams is Bud Powell's rendition on Blue Note. Section 14 is called "History is Bandages, Polka Dots and Moonbeams." One is an igloo of whalebone and oil and a poisonous gas. One is a canoe underwater, laden with wild rice, grubs, and Indian arrows. One is a banjo packed with thin dirt in Richmond, Virginia, Gabriel, 1800. One is a round bubble of mustard rock broken on an Indian squaw. One is a print of a buffalo, bearded, masked, made musty-skinned hair. The white rectangular patchwork covers all these national wounds, kept secretly bound at night, absorbing color and blood and bones of all shapes and disguises. Section 18 is called "Vitamin K, Don't Bleed on Me." This clots the blood in throat cancer, a cut-fingered blister through the neck, a keyhole of calloused knuckle, a hinge. We carry it in lungs of glass, tinted with pastel labels, sold outright as pink aspirin and fertilizer. The residue is left for you bleeders who ache at terror in your own blood and in others, slewed in gardens and gravesites. We made an unnatural community in a thicket a half mile from the road near New London. Fed from our freezer stock full of rhubarb, moose, and corn. Fought the long winter with snowshoes and ice fishing, sunflowers, operas to blow the snow. The letters that sat at the roadside frosted with news. To avoid each other, we sat long hours over coffee, plotting the last 30 years and our failure. Organized farmers too stubborn to yield. We spoke of dead relatives our own age and their parents still burying their children as ours hung on to our gowns. Building our fences and boats, our lake garden, the planned year, a new home, clotting our blood and our soil. And section 20, which is the last section in this poem, Roots Blues, is called Here Where Coltrane Is. Soul and race are private dominions, memories and modal songs, a tenor blossoming, which would paint suffering a clear color, but is not in this Victorian house without oil, in 0 degree weather, and a 40-mile-an-hour wind. It is all a well-knit family, a love supreme. Oak leaves pile up on walkway and steps, Catholic as apples in a special mist of clear white children who love my children. I play Alabama on a warped record player, skipping the scratches on your faces, over the fibrous conical hairs of plastic, under the wooden floors. Dreaming on a train from New York to Philly, you hand out 6 notes which become an anthem to our memories of you. Oak, birch, maple, apple, cocoa, rubber. For this reason, Martin is dead. For this reason, Malcolm is dead. For this reason, Coltrane is dead. In the eyes of my first son are the browns of these men and their music. Quentin Brooks is responsible for the publication of my first book. I wrote a poem for her called Madimba, which is an African instrument which has no metal parts. The poem is called Madimba, Gwendolyn Brooks. It has a refrain line, double conscious sister in the veil, and recalls Du Bois's insight in the seminal work, The Souls of Black Folk, about that psychological factor refined and developed by black people called double consciousness. And Du Bois spoke of the veil. The veil was an apparition, organic and inorganic, in that it represented white supremacy. This poem has an invocation. Music is your own heartbeat. Double conscious sister in the veil. 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 You beat out the pulse with your mallets, the brown wishbone anemones, unflowered and unworn, in Chicago Congo prints, images, otherness, images from the fossil bank, Madimba. Black man, black man, black. Aunipad me home, another brother gone. The first act of liberation is to destroy one's cage. A love supreme, a love supreme. Images, words, language, typing the round forms. Juneteenth, baby, we free, free at last, black man. I'm a black man. A garden is a man-made vision, rectangular, weeded, shelled, pathed, hosed, packed in, covered with manure, pruned. I own you. You're mine, baby, to bear unborn things. Double conscious sister in the veil. Double conscious sister in the veil. Black woman. America is artful outside time, ideal outside space. You, its only machine. Madimba, double conscious sister in the veil. A personal friend of mine, a piano player, used to play with John Coltrane and now has his own group, a man named McCoy Tyner. Responsible for the poem that I'm going to read now, Time for Tyner Folk Song. This poem was written for Mr. Tyner and those gone musicians who have lived the life that they've lived and beautified their surroundings, often at the cost of their lives. Time for Tyner Folk Song. The medley goes like this. We sit in a bar in a draft from the swing door as some patrons leave in wings which are fleece-lined coats echoing with the ice cream red of the police pickup van. An African instrument is not the piano. An African village is not the both and. An African waltz is not in 3/4. It strikes me in his juice is the love of melody. He thumbs the solo piano in a wicker chair blues, tripping a rung tune in its scratching black keys, shimmering in the plant light. We're all colored green. It is a political evening. Posters of Mingus and Train, recordings of Bud Powell, Bird under false names, the economy of miles. I take it in scratch pad English in the waxed light as his liner notes pucker on our lips in this country, abiding and earless. My wife is not here, except in spirit, and I'm going to read a poem I wrote for her. It's called Mission, 1 January 70, and I wrote it in New York City. Mission, 1 January 70. Weeds are in her face. She skates in 20 below thin air, skipping the risen pockets of lake ice, moving with urgency in her dance. We have swept an ice rink in a circle and wetted it down with lake water from the electric pump. Auger holes on the beach. A white goose is the dance of me, the vatting ice, the green surface eyes in the dance, for she seeks her gone children there in this dance. Goose thin, the nostrils like stalks, her sons shimmering in the lake ice, goose and crescent, perfect, two figurines. In this decade, I expect the environment to pull each into place as weed banks giving cover to my goose. I stroke her open-ended neck and watch the air, to watch my goose in dance, to watch her fly, and with the breakup ice in spring, to fish our children back, to make them sing before her eyes. Then watch my goose, my dance, her arching neck, a crescent, open-ended. Part three in History's Your Own Heartbeat is a poem called High Modes. And in it, I'm trying to do some things with philosophy, having to do with the African continuum and having to do with a concept called modality. It has several suggestions as a section. One, super niggas dead, long live the MF. Another, a comment I heard from Coltrane before he died, music being an expression of the human heart expresses what is happening. That in response to a question about the intensity with which he played, it's obvious to one who follows the music that it takes that kind of technique and force to cut through the kind of oppression which exists in this country. I'm going to read four sections from a 9-part poem. The poem is based on an explanation of how the arts and sciences got into the world, Zeus having a penchant for maidens. Is supposedly responsible for it. I always think about Aristotle's edict, some men are natural born slaves. I have great difficulty dealing with Aristotelian and Platonic thought for that reason. I had some difficulty convincing professors in my undergraduate days about that, but luckily I don't have to put up with that anymore. First section is called Bird Lives, Charles Parker in St. Louis. Shortly before he died, had a great deal of trouble getting out of St. Louis. He had bad connections with people. Last on legs, last on sacks, last in Indian wars, last on smack. Bird is specious, bird is alive, horn unplayable, before, after, right now. It's heroin time. Smack in the melody of trip, smack in the Mississippi, smack in a drug merchant trap. Smack in St. Louis, Missouri. We knew you were through trying to get out of town. Unpaid bills, connections unmet, unwanted, unasked. Bird's in the last arc of his own light. Oh, bird! And you did, screaming, screaming, baby, for life. After it, around it, screaming for life. Oh, bird! What is the meaning of music? What is the meaning of war? What is the meaning of oppression? Blow bird, ripped up and down into the interior of life. The pain, bird, the embraceable you. How many brothers gone, smacked out, blues and racism. The hardest, longest penis in a Mississippi urinal. Blow bird, taught more musicians, then forgot. Space loose, fouling the melodies, the marching songs, the fine white geese from the plantations. Syrup in this pork barrel, Kansas City. The even teeth of the mafia, the big band. Blow bird. Inside out, Charlie's guts. Blowbird, get yourself killed. In the first wave, the musicians out there, alone in the first wave. Everywhere you went, Massey Hall, Sweden, New Rochelle, Birdland, Nameless Bird, Blue Note, Carnegie, Tuxedo Junction, out of nowhere. Confirmation, confirmation, confirmation. Bird lives, and you do. Dead. Section 6 is in 2 parts and is called History is Rat Poison, Gale Gone, Gale Song. The poem is dedicated to a painter friend of mine I went to graduate school with named Oliver Jackson. Mr. Jackson has had a good deal of personal suffering and strife. His wife committed suicide by taking rat poison. That became a metaphor for me. History is Rat Poison, Gale Gone, Gale Song. Broken on the edge of family memory, filtered and humid, I am the oldest daughter, Upper New York State Scotch. The rock bed feelings turned in kitchen pottery, African implements tuned to the earth. Daughters at the hearth as a druid eye, and in the sky, African imagery upon me. Husband hurt so, his bomb is the open wound, his son. St. Louis is hot linked paintings, riverbed music, death and minstrelsy. Hair, black crow wings picking you at the scalp. Eyes, dark, watching night watch women circling. Skin, diaphanous, peeling shale sunflower seeds, nutriments in a flock. Polished wooden apartment in a homemade wall. The nails hammer in your wings to the medicine pole. Gale, Gale gone, Gale. You come back through veils, potted plant shrubbery, drugged into slower heartbeats, violent anti-breath stops in our muted horns. Gale, Gale gone, Gale. Witch or queen or sacrifice, your face hovers on canvas and rock in this mural we have painted you in. Gale, Gale gone, Gale. Rich in vapor and song, rich in wings and in flight, rich to the last breath. Gale, Gail gone. Gail. Section 8 is called Christian's Box Seat, So What? So What is a tune that Miles Davis made famous on an album called Kinda Blue. And Christian is Oliver Jackson's son. Christian's Box Seat, So What? A boy and his body in a box, though his father's arm is an axe. Father and son, mother in the morgue, and the country wholly responsible. Buried in the desert are the true artifacts, the slow Nile, Osiris on congas, a bitch named Isis off into revenge. Alcibiades, you're breaking discipline, baby. It's hard to keep on pushing when you can't read the signs or follow instructions. Got a head like a sphinx, nigga. You'll get a test which you'll fail, Christian. Even though you spell backwards and enrage, pee down on your signifying playmates. You ain't gonna make it in school unless you learn to clean up. And in this man's gallery, the loss of much woman and the images coming on. Catch it on canvas and on the sink, for the water runs dry. Ancestors in African masks beckon you to this fountain where your father drinks. And on the funeral pyre, your mother in this smoke and a man running. And the last part, part 9, is called High Modes, Vision as Ritual Confirmation. Black man, go back to the old country. 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 And you went back home for the images, the brushwork packing the mud into the human form and the ritual. Black man, go back to the old country. We danced, the chocolate trees and somber leaves wetting the paintbrush, and babies came in whispering of one, oneness, otherness, forming each man in his music, one to one. And we touched, contact high, high modes, contact high, and the images, contact high, man to man, came back. Black man, go back to the old country. The grooves turned in a human face, Lady Day, blue and green, modally, and we touched, contact high, high modes, black man, go back to the old country. Bird was a mode from the old country. Bud Powell, Bode, and Modality, blow Bud. Louis Armstrong touched the old country and brought it back around corners. Miles is a mode. Coltrane is power. Black man, go back to the old country. Black man, go back to the old country. Black man, go back to the old country. And we go back to the well, Africa, the first mode, and man, modally, touch the land of the continent. Modality, we are one. A man is another man's face. Modality, in continuum, from man to man. Contact high to man. Contact high to man. High modes, oneness. Contact high, man to man. Contact high, black man. Go back to the old country. Black man, go back to the old country. Black man, go back to the old country. Black man, back to the old country. Omnipod me hum, 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 omnipod me hum.